Hey fam, it's Raven your GS and thank you for locking into another Cyber Nerd show. Before we get started with the madness, if you really enjoy our shows, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes, give us a mad review and throw in a 5-star rating if you really enjoy our content and banter. It really helps more nerds finding us easier and quicker. Other than that, enjoy the show.
We are live.
We are live.
Did I say welcome to the main event?
Granddad's a crap, you bud.
Oh, man.
Behave before you talk about what I'm talking about, yeah?
Disclaimer!
Run that thing back. Nah, man, stay there in your corner, man. Run that thing back, fam. I don't want to hear nothing from you.
We are live, guys. I'm Sam, Mr. Blitztech.
Raven your GS.
Joe, one further to Cybernauts.
And welcome to The Witcher Season 2 Review. Everything. If you want to watch the watch along, it's all on patreon.com/cybernerds. Episodes 1 all the way through to 8. Go enjoy yourselves. We appreciate that. And if you subscribe to the channel, that would be great. If you love these reviews, you want to see more, thumbs up, like the video, help the algorithm so you know more people who enjoy The Witcher come here, come discuss, comments down below. Guys, what do you think of season 2?
I'm just going to start with season 2. Is so much better than season 1. Like, so much. And I think it's better, firstly, just because of the chronological thing in it. Like, I am someone who likes stories that are told out of, like, the linear time thing, and that's what they did in season 1. But I feel like, with The Witcher, and, like, the level of mythology and the world, and, like, you can't kind of break people in that way, like, it gets confused. Like it's actually too much. But this season, they kind of just they tunnel visioned it. Like, yo, this is what's going on. Boom. And like, it's fire, man, on all levels, bruv. When it comes to monsters, the story, characters, character arcs, bruv. Very, very, very satisfied. Very satisfied. And I think Netflix did a great job with even releasing the animated movie in between season 1 and 2 that added to the mythology, introduced you to the characters, and like kind of plugged you in a bit more. And then it's like, man was even like fully invested in season 2 going in. So I thought that man handled this whole, that they've been handling the whole Witcher world very correctly since the end of season 1. So yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely give them props for the way they've handled this property in it. And one thing that, you know, we were saying on the watch along is that this definitely makes the first season better. And obviously having watched the animated series just adds more to the world and to mythology in it. So man's definitely going back to watch the first season, because I'm pretty sure after watching the animated series and watching this season, when watching the first season, it's just going to be a lot more fire, innit? So this season, yeah. A lot of madness. Like, yeah. It's crazy.
That's what I noticed as well, because, yeah, I enjoyed season 2 quite a lot. Like, it's still, even though the focus, it was, like, in multiple places, the fact that it wasn't, I don't know, trying to make you feel like, oh, this is happening all the way over there, and this is happening all the way over there, they made it seem like events are always passing on because of said events happened here. And I feel like that was a better way of just, like, making the story, like you're saying, going forward. And even then, just even understanding characters and their events and how it all concludes all the way back to Ciri, how she's then affecting other people. People are thinking about, oh, she's a weapon. Oh, she could help mankind. Oh, she's bringing monsters through, like this and that and the other. And everyone has their own kind of agendas. And you see everyone play their own part in this whole world. Like, for me, that's what blew my mind. What I find so sick.
I want to dive in on the Ciri character, because I feel like lots of shows, movies should learn from the character evolution they put into Ciri. This is how you take a character, yeah, that is a chosen one, yeah, and you build them up to, like, get into the point of being OP, but she was never even OP in the show. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, she had flashes of being OP. She did OP stuff, but you never felt like, nah, man, she's just doing too much. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, they told the line with that so masterfully, bruv. And it's like, you've got to learn from this, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that character's got to have human elements. There've got to be things that hold them back. There's got to be tasks they can't complete. You can be the chosen one and still face obstacles. Do you know what I'm saying? And I feel like they did that so well. And like, I'm really in on the character, like, like super in on the character. So I thought that was fun.
I feel like they've done a pretty solid job with every, like, building up every single character. Like you mentioned at the beginning, like even going through the historian, the mages, like the different mages, like the stuff they're going through, like their own missions. Like even the black mage from the first season, who what's my girl's name?
Yennefer
took her place, and the way she, bro, her home, like, this is what's so mad about this series is, like, you can be everywhere at, like, in one episode, and it doesn't feel like you're being thrown out of place. Do you know what I mean? Like, bro, Gerald is the main character, bro. At no point, man, feels like Gerald's the main character.
You know what 100%.
I mean? Like, the focus is not on him. He's the center of everything, but the focus, but he's just,
they're just telling the story.
I'm just the witcher. Like,
they're just
telling
the story, yeah.
You know what I mean? I've got this burden, I'm going to say a burden, that I inherited through an action in the past, but everything is connected to me, but spotlight's not on me. Everybody else is doing the madness. Everyone's doing their own thing. Spotlight's not on me. Bro, that's... I don't know how you man did it, but yeah, that's so fiery, man.
Nah, I super rate that as well, because I feel like in other shows, there's so many situations and characters where, like, you'll just see the trope coming, like, the trope of, like, my man who runs the witches, yeah, Gerald's dad, yeah, like, being, like, overly overwhelmed with wanting to bring witches back, like, that storyline was there, and they were like, nah, we're not doing that. Like, because the thing is, I bring that one up, but there's so much of that. Like, they're just like, no, we're not doing that. That's basic. No, we're not doing that. We're basic. So I appreciate you, man, for that, man. Because, like, it gives you a deeper appreciation for so many of the characters, innit? Get me? But since we're talking about characters, Yennefer, I want her dead. I just want her dead. Yeah. I just want her dead. Or I just need her to have a real focus and have... Do you know what I'm saying? Just pick a side, innit? Like, for two seasons now, she's been wishy-washy, wanting what she wants, not understanding the whole universe don't revolve around her. Like, I need her to have a purpose, innit? And Gerald kind of put it on her at the end, like, yo, we're supposed to be together, destiny says, but destiny ain't enough. We also need a purpose. And Ciri's our purpose. So I want to see Yennefer holding that energy now that she's got everything she basically wants. She got a ute, she got her powers, and she got a man.
That's, you know, that turnaround.
They did it nicely.
Looking back how she started, and once she's gone for all the mistakes that she's done, you're like, raw. In two seasons, you guys did that.
No, bro, there's a lot.
Yeah. You went from what do you call it? Pig girl sign. Whatever, bro. Like, yeah, her whole journey was mad. Like, even with the baby last season, and even over here when she loses her powers, and she's still on the madness, but then at the end, yeah. You might, hey, listen, this season was very, very enjoyable.
Yeah, super enjoyable. And that's what I'm saying. Like, even though we've been following, like you said, Gerald, Ciri, and Yennefer, like, I say villains or the other people, the other camps, the elves, learning about their history, how, like, humans have been treating them, and then now they're almost on the come up, they want to come back, they know that there's an elder blood now. For me, that is a super, like, just... Because we never really heard of them in season one. They never really existed.
Right.
But now that we know how, like...
I'm pretty sure we just got introduced to the black elf when Ciri was in the forest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were in the forest.
That was it. Yeah, that was it.
So it's, like, very minuscule.
Yeah.
But now learning their history and how, like, throughout time, how things have been flipped.
Right.
And they were on top.
This second season...
And now they're
season,
the ones hiding out.
The world just... The Witcher world just opened up. What?
Exactly.
Like, the firm... Come to think of it, the first season was just so focused in these two lines, right? These two linear histories coming together. And then once they came together, bruv, no, they actually did a madness the way they did the first season.
Season two is mad, bruv.
Like, this was season three was done, bruv. Yeah. Like, yo, that linear in the first season, bruv. The Big Bang, fam. This is where we at, bruv. Nah, it's sick, it's sick, it's sick.
Bruv, it gets even deeper when you really deep it, when they're talking about, yo, Ciri's out here opening up portals to other universes with other monsters, other, like, energies, other realms, like, fam, they really, like, for season three, just knowing that witch went back to hurting, and then them guardians, them the what the them hunt. The man them on the wild hunt are out there looking for Siri. The elves want to back Siri.
Well,
they're in another unit, bro. But we've already seen the portals open, so.
It's gonna be
yeah, bro.
And then that witch's return,
bro.
But she definitely wants to do her manners. There's no way she's out there and they want Siri, who's over here. Like,
no, no, no. They're coming through.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they've set season three up to be a madness, bro. A madness,
that
bro.
Ultimate war is gonna be crazy. Like, it's gonna be the witches, maybe the elves come together, the mages have to come together. Like, even, bro, the whole politics stuff in the mages' place is mad. Power grabbing. Who's making chess moves? Yo.
That's what I'm saying. So they got even, like, the mate. Are they both the brotherhood?
No, yeah.
At the end there was, like,
the brotherhood, yeah. The brotherhood, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's, like, the mages who also wanted to do a madness as well. So it's always, like, crazy how, for me, it's always just down to agendas. Like, obviously, Geralt's just like, my promise is just to protect her no matter what. Then you got the mages be like, we can't get let elves be on top anymore because of what they've done in the past. Like, they used fire and all this kind of stuff. Because
the man are shook.
Yeah, exactly. They're just scared, so they gotta keep them man down.
I really obviously I don't know how many seasons are gonna come through. But as we keep going through, we need to explore the past, fam.
How we got here.
Yeah. Why you man shook? Was you man underneath him and you managed to upset him, you know what I'm saying?
That's why that old man, I think, like, he must have been lying about what you were saying.
He's a liar. You know that guy's like, yeah, man, I was there back in the day, but you was a nobody, fam. You probably just survived.
Yeah.
And now you're telling your story. You probably, like betrayed your own thing, got your hands chopped so they might keep you in check, but somehow you survived, things played your side, and now you're over here talking about, I was in the field. Do you know what I'm saying?
The donkey, bro. From Planet of the Apes, bro. One of them, man.
Yeah, but wow.
He's doing finessing things, so it makes sense why he is where he is now. But it would be interesting, like you're saying, to where he would want to lead him.
What are you saying?
Littlefinger looking ass.
Mad.
No, 100%, man. 100%. Nah, man. The season's fire, bro. It's even mad that, like, obviously, Siri's dad's back now. Oof. At the end, come to get his daughter. But obviously, he's definitely going to be in direct conflict with the elves. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, raw, she's about to be the queen of the elves. So it's like, yo, so what? Family affair type thing. And then you got other people coming from other port. Yeah, it's just a madness.
That's not the elf. He's not an elf, though.
He's not an elf. He's not an elf.
Wouldn't he have a curse on him or something? Because he was
a hedgehog.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't him. Was that him?
That was him. Yeah,
it's supposed to be him. Yeah, the Laura Surprise. Yeah. They didn't want him to be together. Yeah, his mum was a hedgehog.
Yeah.
Then he had it. Then man said the Laura Surprise. The wife was pregnant. Skip to the future. It was Siri. Right. Man's now the king of his ends. Well, he was the king of the ends as a hedgehog. And he's come back now.
No, we're going to watch the spend season again.
I just told you what happened.
That's true, that's what I'm saying.
He's the elf.
Yeah. And also, she heard it was someone else, isn't it?
But that also explains why the grandma was so anti-elf.
Yeah, because she knew the thing.
Grudges. Like, listen, conflicts. It's mad.
The whole bloodline thing as well. That's what they might understand.
Hey, one thing I do say, I must say that I thought they didn't commit as much in this season was the music. Like, because I just felt like certain points, they could have really gone hard with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can hear in the background, and maybe that's just your thing, but the music is fire. Bruv, bring that thing through, fam. Do you know what I'm saying? Let man vibe to it, but don't just half step with it.
Nah, I hear what you're saying. It's definitely there at points, and it's like, yeah, they could ratchet up, but they don't. Mm. One thing I do rate, though, is the monster creation for this season.
Yes.
Yo, the character, like the monster designs in every episode for every monster, top tier, bro. The special effects, them man ranch, they ratcheted it up for this season as well. Bro, I think it's episode 7. I don't know who was directing that, but they had a whole new action team in or something, bro. Wow. Them man had the slow-mo, them man had the choreography, like the mad choreography, but the hand-to-hand combat. Yeah, bro.
You know what's mad? Yeah, at the end, I was just looking for to say Gareth Edwards.
Oh, directed that episode. Yeah. Bro,
But do you reckon that's just a little snippet, like, yo, what's to come when it comes to, like, this kind of business? Because we ain't had that.
From season one, it was.
Because I noticed they have obviously different writers and things for each episode.
You know what I think it was, yeah? I think that was the actual only human to like human hand-to-hand combat we really had with Geraldine.
Mm.
And it's like, because he's usually fighting monsters and the special effects are used on something else, they was like, here, we can use the special effects like this. Mm. Because it's, you know what I'm saying?
Instead of
obviously they might have been using it for the whole dragon.
Right.
But now you ain't got that. It's hand to hand. We'll use it to punch man slow. They're using the same budget, but they're using it a different way. So that's how I kind of deeped it. I thought it was fire still.
It was, you get me?
So, and a good switch up. So, but no, man, love this season. And I'm excited. Listen, I want another animated movie in between season two and three. Yep, for another character. And then I want Gas, bruv. I want Gas on season three. I need that thing. ASAP, brother.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. Everyone was just legit in this. Even just returning characters, people just getting more roles. Even just Aaron Cavill, like, I'm pretty sure in season one, he didn't speak more. Like, he was quiet.
He was kind of quiet guy, innit?
But man had a lot more lines. And it's just, bro, Henry Cavill, come on. Like, what?
Goes hard, fam. Man, I ain't even got to say that still.
Yeah.
Get me?
Yeah.
And they need to hear it, bro. Because we be saying it, but they just be like, oh, I don't know.
Cavill for everything, fam. What?
Exactly.
Everything.
Super, super legit. But yeah, season two is fire, guys. Like Joe was saying, coming for season three. More content. Witcher, please. Need that. So I'm probably not going to read the books. Or I'm just watching.
So wait, are we doing a special one for YouTube?
Yeah, I think they deserve
so
it.
So what, like, what? Get like what? 10, can we get like 10,000 likes or something?
10,000 likes on this?
Yeah. And then we'll release it, like the chopped up screwed version, that piff
of
version.
The whole reaction for the whole series will release if this gets, you're saying 10K likes?
Yeah.
I'm with it.
10K likes and we'll release on YouTube.
Rotted.
That piff version.
There you go, guys. There's the goal. If you want to see it, share it with your friends, your family, your dogs, your cats, all them things there.
Listen, we need the whole The Witcher fandom to come through. You, man, come through, man. Come teach us about this. Listen, this is a new IP in the Cybernet channel. Come on. Come on. We need some new friends now. What are we talking about?
Yo. It's been legit for sure. It's been legit for sure. But guys, like we just said, if you're going to go watch the whole thing, patreon.com/cybernet. Comments down below. What do you think of The Witcher Season 2? How much of a fan of you? You read the books, you played the games, you watched season one and two. Everything. Everything, everything, everything. I'm sorry, Mr. Blitz Tech.
Revenue GS.
Go on further, the Cyclones.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.